I'm Airman Jonathan Anderson, and this is your AFN Humphreys Radio Update. Doctors Joseph and Black from the OBGYN clinic come in to discuss the HPV vaccine and how it can benefit you and your family.
So vaccinations can start as early as 9 years old, but typically the target age range we're looking for is around 11 to 12 years old. The reason for that is because the immune response is robust during this age. And again, we want to get individuals before they engage in sexual intercourse. 20% of ninth graders and 55% of 12th graders have engaged in sexual intercourse. So we want to get these individuals before then, before that exposure to HPV.
An important thing is this new vaccine is actually licensed for women and men through the age of 45. After the age of 26, it's important to talk to your provider about potential benefits and risks of acquiring a new HPV infection if you are sexually active.
We talk about this every time we come here too, like how it's always about the women, it's always about the women. And no, men, you can go and get this vaccine as well. It's not just about us. You guys can do this too. You can protect yourself and others. Yeah, and doing these simple things now helps you later on. That's the biggest. I think we don't think about the future a lot. I mean, I tend to because that's just the person that I am. Small little things will go a long way down the road.
Overwhelming majority of cervical cancer is caused by HPV. If you can get a vaccine that will vaccinate you against the most common strains that are known to cause cervical cancer, is this not a no-brainer?
Go to Immunization Clinic at Brian D. Allgood and start your HPV series.
Stay tuned to AFN and follow the Garrison's Facebook page for the most up-to-date information on what the community has to offer. That's your AFN Humphreys Radio Update. For more local news and information, check us out on Facebook at AFN Humphreys or listen to AFN Go, available at afnpacific.net. I'm Airman Jonathan Anderson.